Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by Apple Music, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast. You can find these free and available. And we have a fantastic guest on the program this afternoon. He spent his final season of college football at West Virginia. And when he got there, he made an impact. He became an AFCA All-American. And that's just a hopper off his career at Western Kentucky and Minnesota. But it's none other than the standout Beanie Bishop, who was also in Frisco, Texas for the East-West Shrine Bowl. And he said he's also in Frisco, Texas, training at Exos as he prepares for pro day, combine prep, and all the things that rely on your future. But with that said, Beanie, welcome to the show. How's today treating you, my friend?
Great. You know, kind of got more of a recovery day. Just less running and all of that stuff and more focused on recovery today.
Fair enough. And that's part of the process is you get one of these elite facilities, and they know how to kind of, take care of your body every way possible. Well, listen, I got to ask. Now, in high school, you're the offensive player of the year. You catch a pass against Louisiana Tech. So coming out of high school, were you looking at, were you looking at DB from everybody, or were other schools looking at you as a receiver?
Some schools told me that I would play receiver, but it wasn't, it wasn't like any big schools or anything. And, I feel like that was kind of a recruiting pitch because, I played a lot of offense in high school. And my high school coach looked at me to get recruited to play receiver. He wanted me to go to college and play receiver, but West Kentucky offered me at defensive back end, and that's ultimately where I chose to go play college football.
And great decision. I mean, your career has blossomed, and it seems like you keep getting better. And I think for any college guy, you just want the resume to just keep getting better and better and better. And boy, did you have a fantastic final season. You get to go down to Frisco, play in the East for a Shrine Bowl. You get to talk with NFL scouts. You probably had to pinch yourself at certain moments, but before we get into all that, I always like to rewind it all the way back to you began playing. Were you the Pop Warner Pee Wee star? Were you the kid where parents were checking the birth certificate because they didn't think Beanie Bishop was age because you were just too good?
No, I really didn't. I mean, I was really, really good. Won multiple MVPs and all of that kind of stuff, but it wasn't really it wasn't really one of those things because I wasn't like one of those guys that's like look way way older than he is and things like that. So I didn't really have no parents. I don't think asking to see my birth certificate.
Now because a lot of guys come on and especially you guys are so talented, and there's something you guys to make it this far, there's just something special. And sometimes it's one touchdown after the next, you kind of shake your head like, man, this kid's tough. So you arrive, you start doing your thing. When do you kind of get the sense, Beanie, that you have what it takes? I know you're not going to lack confidence. Anybody that comes on the program, you guys have that confidence built in you. But maybe you start getting great games against great opponents. Your coaches say, hey, the NFL sniff it around. They're asking about you. Keep your head down. Keep working hard. But when you get that validation, I guess, internally that, what you have, what you're doing on Saturday can allow this opportunity to make a living on Sunday?
I would say my last year at Western, just my position coach, helping me learn more about the game and, why what offense is doing. Like we study more of offense rather than like our playbook and stuff like that. You know, we went over the playbook, but we really wanted to see how each team would attack us, you know, in certain defenses. So, and just being able to understand those kind of things, you know, it helped my football IQ a lot. And you know, that the year I had, that was my first year being a full-time starter. And I, you know, I was a first team all conference USA defense. So like seeing that and like actually like having that click, I think that's when I kind of knew, like, you know, it's only up from here. And then that's really what like gave me the confidence, you know what I'm saying, that I kind of needed. Just being able to go out there and play fast and know concepts that offenses like to run and things like that.
Fair enough. Once again, Beanie Bishop, the standout from West Virginia, kind enough to take some time as he recovers from a workout day to talk some NFL draft to find out what this young man brings to this DB draft class. Now, I ask all the guys that come on the program, we throw you in the film room with these NFL scouts. They're breaking down your tape. What do you think they love about you as a defensive back? What are those hallmark home run abilities that are going to get you drafted?
My instincts, I feel. My instincts in being able to tackle. Just off this year alone, the ball productivity, you know, it increased a lot, you know, and being able to jump routes and concepts and being able to, you know, trust my eyes and break a lot in zone and things like that, you know. I feel like that jumps off the tape. And also physicality, open field tackling and things like that. A lot of DBs kind of, you know, shy away from contact or, you know, really don't like tackling. But, you know, I embrace the physicality of the game and look to impose my will on guys.
I love that. I love that type of attitude. What goes unnoticed about your game? This is your show. I mean, you know, I'm sure you met with almost every team when you're out in Frisco at the Shrine Bowl, so they probably got to know you inside and out. But this is your podcast. They do listen in. Anything else to add that they may not know? Maybe the defensive schemes didn't allow you to showcase certain things. Obviously, you're a quick learner. I mean, Western Kentucky, Minnesota, West Virginia, you come in and there is no setbacks. You just keep rolling and getting better. So anything else to add?
Oh, yeah. Just like you said, I learned the playbook fairly fast. You know, it didn't take me long at all to learn the playbooks at, you know, any of the schools that I went to after Western Kentucky. Once I actually learned the playbook and figured out how to learn a playbook and things like that, I think that it was, you know, it was easier. And I feel that I could play anywhere in the secondary. You know, I don't really try to limit myself to just playing one position. You know, some scouts see me as a slot, some scouts see me as a, you know, an outside corner, but I feel like that I can play anywhere in the secondary.
Nice. That's great information. Let me ask you this one. Now, you get to West Virginia. Could you imagine having such a great season where you get all these accolades and stuff? I mean, I'm sure you had the highest hopes, but, you know, when you look back at it, can you say, wow, that – on a personal level, I mean, could you just say, wow, I don't know if that could have gotten any better?
Yeah, a little bit. Because it's some plays that I left out there. You know, instead of looking for the pass breakup, I feel that I should have had more interceptions and things like that. But, you know, it was a great season, you know, but just being like being kind of greedy, I would rather have more interceptions than, you know, pass breakups and things like that. But just being able to get my hand on the ball, you know, it says a lot. And I knew I had to do what I had to have a great year this year in order for me to get a shot at the NFL. Just because the year that I had at Minnesota wasn't, you know, it wasn't what I wanted it to be, but. I knew for my final year that I had to make a lot of plays and you know, put great stuff on film, and I feel that I did that this year.
No, you definitely did that. And we have a close friend, a young man that graduated with my daughter, and he goes to West Virginia, huge Mountaineers fan. And I texted him earlier, and I said, listen, Beanie's coming on the program. I said, and I know he likes you. I've heard him text you about you. He's texted me about you before. So I said, hey, Beanie's coming on the show. Anything to add? And this was within minutes. This wasn't like some 10, 20, 1 hour of delay. This was like within minutes. He responded. He played in his first backyard brawl this year. He told Aubrey Burks he was going to get an interception. And he ended up did. He had the place rocking. Had two INTs against UCF in Florida. I was there. He got the first one, and it was wild. It was wild tip ball. Most notable 78-yard punt return TD this year at Duke's Mayo Bowl against UNC was electric. 20 pass breakups. Now, this was instant. I know he didn't look at it. 67 tackles. Doesn't shy away. He talks the talk, and he walks the walk. He seems like a pretty cool dude in the locker room. It seems like people feed off his energy. And then about an hour later ago, he was also clutch against Texas Tech. We were in a squeaker, and he got us through. So what's it like knowing that the Mountaineer folks appreciated you that much, or a guy like him who loves Mountaineer football knew that Beanie Bishop was a stud?
I mean, it's great. You know, you always want to go somewhere and be accepted by the fans. You know, you don't want to be on a fan's bad side and things like that. you know, it's always good to, you know, be loved in the community, even though it was short-lived. But I have a lot of love for all of the Mountaineer fans. And they supported us a lot and supported me too, you know, from even when I first committed there and things like that, it's been nothing but love. So, you know, and the fans are great.
Yeah, fair enough, man. A great career. Listen, Beanie, we are almost out of time, but we always like to wrap the show up. We call it three and out. A few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yep.
All right. Well, let's just stick with the West Virginia theme. What's it like singing Country Roads after the wind?
It's great, man. You know, it's nothing like it. And you always look forward to it because it only comes after the wind, so... Anytime you get to sing Country Roads, you know it's a good time, especially in opposing locker rooms.
Yeah, I'm bet. How about this one? You said you're training down in Exos in Frisco, Texas.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, when you get to the facility or whatever day you're going back to the facility, when you walk through the doors, you get to become the trainer, not the trainee. So who on staff are you going to work out? They make you sweat every day. They put you through hell every day. Who do you want to see sweat, and what are you going to make them do?
Brent, he's like the speed guy. So I don't know, just some of the stuff that he makes us do, and you know, just mess with him about his form and technique and things like that, just to you know, just to coach him up and give him hell, kind of like what he does to us. So
excellent. And then the final one, as we build towards the 2024 NFL draft. I'm sure the weekend of the draft, you're going to be glued to the television set. You're going to be with your family and friends. But with that said, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have made for you as you celebrate this next football journey?
Oh, that's easy. My mom. And just one of her meals. I don't know. It's a lot of them. I'll have some crazy combinations. It'd be some crazy combinations. I don't know. They don't really like me picking the meals because I'll say crazy things, probably like some lasagna, some baked spaghetti, or, you know, just different things, just having a variety. Not just really one type of food, just different kind of foods, you know, just to have a variety and not have just one type of meal. So I might do pasta, like some comfort food, wings for sure. Just a whole lot of different things, and mac and cheese, baked beans, sweet potatoes, the whole deal.
I love it. Well, your mom's going to be on the clock for a lot of different things, and so maybe everybody in the family is going to kind of have to help out, and a lot of catering services are going to kind of be on call for your draft party considering all the different things. Listen, man, you were on that clock for the draft. You've had a great career. You stood out at the Shrine Game. I thought it was nice to put some eyes on you. And listen, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and blessed to continue success. You talked about those INTs that you missed and that you want back. Hopefully you kind of recapture some of those when you get to the next level.
Yes, sir, for sure. Thank you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Beanie Bishop, the standout from West Virginia, here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.